Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, I am Unique Craig, your DIY business coach. We are here live on Blog Talk Radio, Instagram, Facebook, and all of my other social media platforms that are in here. I'm super excited about today. We are going to be talking about business planning, okay? We're going to be talking about business planning. Today is a very, very, it's a lot going on today. You know, we got gloomy skies. I'm trying to get some energy so that I can do the show. So we are going to talk about business planning. I did not do a book of the week. If y'all have noticed it on my Instagram, I have not been giving a whole lot of Instagram posts. Instagram, because I am on Instagram punishment. I was doing too much on my Instagram, so it kind of blocked me. Who knows, you know, but I can do my live so y'all can see me and we still can get this on and popping today. So, yes, let's start it. Today, I think I want to start off with just a little, to let some people get on. I know I'm a few minutes late to this right now, but I would love to give y'all a little bit of music. I need some energy right now. So we're going to play some music. I'm gonna play it on my phone because I think it'll be a lot easier for me to get this going on here. But how many of y'all have a business? Can y'all, the ones who are on my Facebook and Instagram, while I'm pulling up some tunes, a playlist on my phone, how many of you guys have a business? Or have wanted to start a business or have ideas about businesses or any of that? One second. You have a business, Vegan West Events, Vegan West Events. Yes, Anthony, all y'all have businesses. I love the hearts. I love the thumbs up. This is awesome. So this is one of my favorite videos. It's Bruno Mars, 24 karat gold. We're going to play it in a second. So life should be like 24 karat gold. If you have everything planned out in your life, it should be like 24 karat gold, okay? You have a business? Mr. Anthony, I know. When I come to D.C. in October, we need to meet up, all right? So we're going to set this party off right. We're going to play a little bit of this for our intro music. Move. Let's get our energy up. What y'all trying to do? Look out.
I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket.
You know, when you got money in your pocket, don't you make different moves? Don't you move a little different when you got a little money in your pocket? Isn't that so freaking awesome? You should always want to keep money in your pocket. Move. What y'all going to do? 24 karat magic in the air. I'm not a singer, y'all. That's why I stick to planning people's businesses. I'm not a singer, okay? All right. So now I got my little energy up. I'm so happy. I'm excited. Let's get into this business planning. So when you are starting a business, you kind of need to know who you are, what's going on, what are you trying to sell, who are you going to target, what kind of business do you want, you know. And then I'm going to kind of break it down, because I don't want y'all, I don't want to talk about businesses that are being started in just any kind of business. Like, I'm designing, I'm trying to build everybody up for COVID businesses. Businesses that can survive during a COVID-19 pandemic. You know what I mean? So we're talking about online business, delivery businesses. Somebody even told me about this, which I thought was so awesome today. They said you should go into there, all these people, we have our kids stuck at home. I don't have any babies, but my daughter's 22 years old, believe it or not. We have your children that are stuck at home, and we have to online school them. You know, being a parent, the first thing that you want to do in being a parent is you're so excited when they turn 5 and 6 as you send them off to school, right? You're like, let's get these little bad butts. Send them off to school, and you're just happy about sending them off to school, right? So now with Corona, you're scared to send your kids to school. You are very scared to send your kids to school. So if you have any educators, any tutors out there, this right here, this business plan is epic. Have every day, like a daycare, like a child care, have a kid, have about 5 or 6 kids come to the house. In about, maybe you have 3 different rooms, you know, you can do different grade levels, and help the parents who are not trained to teach these kids how to do their schoolwork and how to do online education and how to do this. Bring them into your home. You know, y'all stay social distance, or everybody has their little corner cubby, and you help them with their homework. You make sure that they get the schooling done. Like, isn't that really, really cool? Like, if there are parents out there who don't want to actually teach their, like, don't know what to do with teach their kids, don't have the patience. You had the kid, have your kid in the house all day, every day, and now I got to sit here and try to teach them everything. That does not work for everybody. Some of us are not designed to be teachers. So for all of you guys who are educators out there, maybe find your friends who have kids. Go have a little house party with a couple of the kids over. Y'all are close-knit families, and they pay you whatever to help keep your kids for a couple hours for school, and you're making money off of that, and you just help them teach the kids how to do stuff. And there's so many places where you can get grants. The kids already have their tablets and laptops and whatever. You just do it. You print out their homework. You help them submit it. Imagine, or even if you do it, help them virtually with it. Do a Zoom class with the kid while they're on class with their teacher to help them and monitor them while they're doing it. So the parent just has to make sure that that kid stays in that area. Like, that is a crazy business. And somebody told me that, somebody was doing that earlier. Just think, you get $20 a day per kid, you know, for a couple of hours to help them with their homework, to help them with their schoolwork so they can get past this pandemic, so they can be educated, so they can learn. Because teachers are online are not there all the time. These teachers, I met so many teachers in the airport when I'm traveling. These teachers is enjoying life. They traveling. They just coming online to read the books. To read the assignments. So the teachers are there, but they're really not. They are taking advantage of the situation. So if you are an entrepreneur, educated tutor, or whatever, you need to kind of take care, help the people, because they got a salary already, all right? So they're just getting paid to look at the computer at midnight to make sure that homework is done, you know? But these kids are behind in their work. So imagine. And parents is just like, I got to work. I got to do this. They're depending on the kids to do that. So that's a great plan. So with this business planning workshop I'm doing today, business planning podcast, we are talking about building businesses, okay? How to plan out your business. So one, you need to figure out what kind of business you have, what kind of business that you want to have. I suggest at this point do online delivery, something that you can do that's, and you're not touching people. Restaurants at this time are not great businesses to have because a lot of people are not coming. But there are so many businesses that you can come up with that you want to serve food, do a food truck. Food trucks are awesome where people can walk up, get to-go food, and go. And then what else would be good? Online boutique. Have you had a boutique before? Maybe we need to revamp your business now to a online boutique where you got to take pictures and then you take the time to buy cameras and lights and stuff like that. So that's a new level of investment you have so that you now can create your online business or creating your online website. So you have to figure out what type of business you want to have, right? That's the first thing. Then you have to figure out who you want to target. So, sorry guys. Answer that for me. So you have to now figure out what kind of business that you want to target. Do you want to target a children if you're doing the tutoring thing? Do you want to target people over a certain age group? Do you want to target like my brand? Most of the people who like what I'm talking about are between 30 and 55. Okay, so ages 30 and 55. Yes, I have some people that are a little younger than that. Yes, I have some people that are a little older than that. But I'm talking about building businesses, branding. So these are the new people who are now either you're tired of working your job, you've been working it for 10, 20 years, or you're tired of trying to find a job, or now you want to build your own business. Or you've always been an entrepreneur, you're trying now to scale it and build it better. This is what my audience wants and likes. So the cool part about that is actually building that business, knowing who your audience is and who you talk to and how you need to look and how you need to approach that audience. So know who is your audience. That is step number two. Once you have developed what kind of business you want to start, the next step is developing who you want your audience to be and what tax bracket you want them to be, because that changes how you look. So if I'm promoting to a younger crowd, I know that they're probably only making between 50 and maybe 70K, right? So I can't ask you for it. $10,000 for my program, because you're like, why would I? I don't even have $10,000. It takes me half of the year to make $10,000. So me offering you that is not going to make sense. So knowing how to present to my target market, but if I offer you a $40 program or a $100 program, or even my max at a $500 program, if I offer you that, then those will be targeted. Now, not to say that I don't have people who are listening who are in a higher realm who could pay me $5,000. That, yes, I do. But at the end of the day, are they in a position to kick out $5,000? And if they are, I only have one or two of those people that are in that position to kick out that kind of bread. So you have to make sure that you are in position and you're talking to those people and you're promoting and you're advertising your business to those people who are going to pay that, okay? So that is knowing who your audience is. Then now at the next time, number three is know your business. Know who in your business is doing what they're doing, how they're doing it, and how you can make their business, how can you make it better? Like, say, like right now, I have my online store. Excuse me. I have t-shirts, I have hats, I have different things. So I know that my people will like t-shirts that say certain things I can't put on it. If I'm selling me, I can't put my target market is not a Christian-based market. You know what I mean? So I went to the store the other day and I was looking for a little stuff to add to my online store, and one of the stores I walked had a lot of scripture-based stuff, right? I don't speak religion. I mean, I am a religious person, but I do not speak religion. So for me to have, what would you call a religious-based stuff, it's kind of hit or miss. I may not be targeting the people who I need to. But if I buy stuff that's motivational, that says talent, you know, grit, you know, stuff with money on it, stuff that says be unique, be interesting, be different, you know, stating facts, those types of people will actually, my clients will like that. So you have to know who you're buying for when you're shopping. So when you are building out your business, you have to know who you're selling it to. If you're in house cleaning, say you want to start a house cleaning company or a home detail, are you going to do high-end cars? Are you going to do low-end cars? Because you could charge $100 per car wash. That's possible. But then you're washing Ferraris, Maseratis, Bentleys, people who will respect you putting that extra work in the $100. If I got a Honda, I'm not about to pay you $100 to wash my Honda. You know what I mean? So those are not going to be the people. Maybe you offer a home service where you come and you do their cars at the house, and that's why there's an extra $25. So you have to know what you're giving your client, know your business, know what those people are going to pay for your business, and actually use that to develop your business. So knowing what your business is, what's already going on in that industry, what people can do. I always look at the top person, the middle person, and the bottom person to know what they're doing in their business. So the bottom person is the car wash that actually has, you know, you actually out there, you washing your car by yourself. Then the middle business is maybe like a Cactus car wash or something where you drive through, but the most you'll pay for it is $25. You know, then we have the luxury car washes where they're out there hand detailing, hand washing your cars and everything else in the car wash. So that is part of actually kind of building your brand and knowing where you want to be. Now, you can actually be in the middle, or maybe you can combine all three, or maybe you can come to people's homes and take them out so they don't even have to come out. And now that we have COVID, maybe you could just, they pay your subscription online. They pull their car out the garage, you wash and detail their car, then they've already paid you, that you send them and say, oh, your car has been detailed, da 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 da, and it is over. So now you can charge an extra price for that service because you are creating a unique opportunity for those people. So in business planning, you have to know what your business is, who you're trying to attract, what you're trying to do different in that business model, and that makes it successful, okay? And that goes back to the book that we read for last week, the book of the week last week, Blue Ocean Strategies. That book right there makes you think outside the freaking box, makes you think outside of what you're building. So whatever type of business you have, you might need to add something, tweak it, look at the industry and see what they have different than what the normal business has going on right now, and make yourself so different, so unique, so one of a kind that the competition, people won't ever want to go to Texas. People won't ever want to wash their car by themselves. People don't, you know, why would I do that when I can have Be Unique Car Wash come up to my house, wash my car, and send me a text message. I don't have to talk to them, tell them what to do. Everything's in detail. And now I'm set alone, making money, and don't even have to talk to people, especially those people who like to have businesses but don't like the people. Sometimes you have to just build that kind. All right, so then you need to do your market research. Because at this point in time, you need to do your research and it needs to see where you're going with your business, where you can have this business. Because now you have to look at the area that you're around. Say you want to open this mobile detailing, you would not put that in a lower income neighborhood. You know what I mean? So if you put it in a lower income neighborhood, those people are not probably not going to use your services as much because they're like, why would I pull my car out the garage and just leave my keys underneath my mat? Shoot, if they do that in the hood, somebody might just take their car. But if you do it like in Atlanta, if you do it in Buckhead or you do it in Alpharetta or you do it in further out and there are nicer communities where people have this kind of money where they leave their doors unlocked anyway, that might not be a bigger issue. So those are the areas and those are the people you want to target. And that might be something. And then if it's something so new and so innovative, you might want to ask people, would you be willing to do this service? If me and you, if I tell you I'm going to come wash your car at 12 o'clock on Friday, you prepay for it. You leave your key where I can get to it. At the door, underneath the mat, wherever you decide to leave the key, you leave instructions on where that car key is, then you can actually use it. So start asking people those kind of questions. Would they be willing to take, you know, do that? And what would they want to pay for it? You know, so you can just go around, knock on doors and be like, hey, can I ask you like three questions, take 30 seconds of your time. If you have the money, you could do a market research company. There's plenty of ways we can get this done. You can even do a social media post or ad to even get the people in that target area to get that information. So learning about who your market is, who you're targeting, doing the market research to make sure that people like what you are giving out, what you're doing, what motivates people to buy, what motivates people to buy what you have is something that you need to look into as well when you are building your business. All right. Number four is know who your enemies are. Love them. Learn them. Visit them. Spend money with them. Your competition. You want to go to all these different places that you're going to compete with. Shop with them. Like, I like to make planners, okay? I have my planners out here. And if y'all can see, I have my planners. You can get this on Amazon, short little plug. I have planners, right? So my whole thing is I buy planners all day so that I can look at what people have in their planners. I'll pay up $50, I'll pay $25, I'll pay $10, I'll pay, you know, $30 for a planner. I do this. Why? Because this is my research. I'm looking at these planners, seeing what other people are doing, seeing what I like, seeing what I don't like, looking at their reviews, looking and seeing what's going on with them so that I can know how to build my business. Does that make sense, guys? I want to actually know what my competition, the people who are doing the same thing are doing, especially if they're successful at it, know what they're doing so that I can grow and I can look at what they're doing so that I can enhance what they're doing and make it a little bit better. You know, send me a couple hearts, a little shadows, a smiley face, if that makes sense. If you are on Blog Talk, you know, feel free. Anybody can call in if y'all have any questions about this. About what I'm saying, if you would like to call in, you can call in at 563-993-5562, 563-993-5562 to call in, ask me any questions about business planning while we are live. We're going to take a question and answer session a little bit later. So now we are on part four of what you need to do to build your business. I'm going to take a little sip on what you need to do to build your business. As well as doing market research, the part about that is you need to actually purchase products, purchase demo stuff. Before you go into buying different products, you need to know what You need to make sure your product is up to the standard that you want to. Giving hints. Like, this is my water bottle. I love this thing. It has a temperature at the top. Can y'all see that on the channels? It has the temperature. Let's tap it. See, there's nothing in it, but it's 55 degrees in this container. Celsius. I got to get them. Or 22, I'm sorry. Look that upside down. The cool part is it has a little tea decanter. Y'all see that tea decanter inside of it? So if you want to brew coffee, brew tea, it's stainless steel. It keeps everything nice and cool inside of it. And it's stainless steel, so there's no, what is it, BPH or whatever that thing is with plastic. And it keeps everything warm. So when I'm ready for my soup or ready for my hot tea or ready for my ice cold water, or if you want to put your little mixed drink before the club and you have it in your car, it's vacuum sealed top. So if you don't drink at all and you don't throw it in your back seat so you don't get in trouble for drinking and driving, which you should not do. I do not condone drinking and driving. This is a serious moment. Do not drink and drive. Make sure you are Ubering with my cup if it contains liquor. Okay? I'm not condoning that. But if pre-gaming before the party, this is a great cup to have. And then nobody can smell what you're drinking because it's sealed, and it tells you how cold or how hot it is inside of it. Super awesome cup coming on the website. I had to order a couple so that I know what the label looks like, if I like it, if it's the right size. Do I want a bigger one? Do I want a smaller one? What do I want? Same thing with my hat. I wanted to see how this company works. I like their imaging, 3D hat, 3D raised letters. These fact hats are coming out soon. So many of them are coming. This is going to be awesome. Y'all are going to love this. But end of the month, y'all are going to see this. So we have to put it out there and look and see if we like the quality and what you want. So making sure that you do your research on your products, the companies that are your competitors, who you're dealing with, what they're doing, how they're advertising. You know, befriend them. See if you can get some information from them on how they're advertising, what they're doing. Okay? And so that's number four. Number five is make sure that you kind of have your basis. You know what you're going to need to run your business. Do you want a storefront? I don't recommend that at this point in time, but you may be able to get a really good deal on some real estate. So do you want a storefront? Are you only doing an online business? Do you want to drop ship your products? Do you want to have your product, like have a consignment your product? Where are you going to consignment your products? Knowing where the path of where you're going, what you need to sell your products for, what you need to sell your services for, you kind of need to know what you're going to need. So if I'm selling this hat, right? If I'm selling you this hat, I need to ship this hat to you. What all will I need to ship this hat? What is that cost going to take for me to ship this hat? That all needs to be in the price of the hat, right? So, and or shipping and handling. So I need to know that research because people will get in the business, be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to sell these hats. And they're like, oh, I'm going to go out. I want to sell this hat for $10. Not recommended because you'll never make any money because it costs you $5. If you got the hat for $5, then you got to buy a dollar packaging. Then you got to pay a little bit more money to ship it out. And then you got to make sure it's in a plastic so that it doesn't get dirty or damaged in the process of shipping because we can't depend on FedEx, UPS, or USPS to ship it properly because, hey, depending on how they decide, how they feel today, this can come in one piece or it can come with dirt all over it. Depends on who your carrier is. So you have to do it. Say you're going to start an Amazon business and you want to ship a whole bunch of these to Amazon. They need to be prepackaged. They need to be labeled. They need to have a barcode on them. Y'all know where to get barcodes. You got to research all of that to know for that kind of information. So these are the little necessities you need to cover your bases to understand what you need. That is kind of in your operational budget. So when you're doing your notes and when you're building out your plan, you need to know what stuff that you need in your operational budget. All right. Number five is doing the math. Or number, Yeah, number five, number six is doing the math. You need to know what is the cost for these items, how much is going to cost you, what is it going to cost you. You need to incorporate all of those costs in your business plan and how you're developing your business. So this cost, this hat, the hat alone, costs $2, okay? Embroidery costs $5. That makes this hat now $7 hat, right? To get it to me, shipping or through my company, to get 100 hats here cost me another $25, which makes another like 30 cents. So now this is a $7.30 hat, right? Now I have to make sure that I have packaging, plastic to put over it, marketing materials, business cards. So each one of those, I need to add 25, 10 cents, 5 cents, whatever. So now this hat, for me to sell it, is about $10, right? For me to fully sell it, it's $10. That's what it cost me to get this hat in my house and to you, $10. So if I want to make any money off of this hat, I need to sell it for at least $20, $15 to the minimum. I don't suggest that, but maybe that is a suggestion. Maybe that is a price you want to sell it for. So $30, a hat, hats normally go for $30. Now, the thing is, you may think, oh, well, my hat's worth $50, okay? So my thing is, sure, sell it for $50. If you think you have a market or you have the clientele to sell this hat for $50, then sell it for $50, okay? I don't know. My market, I know people who will pay $25, maybe $30 for my hat, but I don't know people who will pay $50 for a hat. Most people who pay $50 for a hat, they got NFL, has their football team. So these are companies that have been fully established a lot longer than I have. So they make a little bit more money in selling hats. They build a name out. But if you're just starting out, you may not be able to push your hat for $50. You know what I mean? Maybe if you add a little bit more or maybe you add something else to this hat, it will go for $50. But if you don't, then you're trying to sell a hat for $50. May or may not work for you. Again, it's about your market, who you're targeting, how your advertising is. Now, if I get this on about, if I get this on T.I., if I get this on Puffy and Beyonce, if I get this fact hat on Boris Cujo, Oprah Winfrey, Tyler Perry, now I might be able to sell a hat for $50 because now I got name recognition. People like to follow those people already. They already have a status quo, and they're like, ooh, he wouldn't wear a $20 hat. So now I can sell this hat for $50 because now it has made a name for itself. It's gotten out there. It's been established. So now this same hat, because of demand, can go up to $50 because people have that demand for the hat. So all of that is about how you brand it, and how you make this hat look. And then, like, I bought a bag the other day, and I love their wording. They say it's vegan leather. What the freak is vegan leather, but pleather? But because they said vegan leather, they make it makes it pop. Cause they're like, oh, cause everybody wants to be so health conscious and vegan now. So vegan leather, yes, vegan leather. Ooh, you know who has that? That is not even known. Vegan leather. So wording, wordplay, branding, marketing, the way you present your product makes it what it is. You know, makes it your price point. I'm going to start selling candles for the holidays. These are expensive candles. They are very luxurious, coconut-based, soy-based candles that has 17 hours worth of burn time per candle. They have their scents and fragrances stay in your air for an extended amount of time, unlike your normal candles. The smell resonates in the air. They're luxurious hotel candles placed in a nice glass bottle in a black box with blue letters on it. Now, you'll pay $50 for that candle, won't you? That's what they want for. Y'all might, if y'all don't like $50 candles, y'all can get some room spray for about $25, though. So, new products coming out soon. So, again, knowing your mouth, knowing what your clients want, knowing who you're going to target to, you know, that goes, that part of it goes into number seven. Knowing your numbers, knowing who you're targeting to, knowing your branding. So your branding has to do with who you want your clients to be. If your branding needs to be simple, needs to be clean, needs to be elegant, needs to be precise, those are the people that like elegant stuff. If you want really gothy, glittery, no offense to anybody, branding, then maybe that might not be a luxury brand for you. You know what I mean? So you have to know what your branding is, what you're trying to put out there in your branding, making sure that it is super nice. You know what I mean? Making sure it's clean, making sure that it talks to the people that you want. If you look at a Burberry ad, a Gucci ad, a Louis Vuitton ad, all you see is beautiful people just walking around. They don't even say what they got on. You just kind of know they got this brown bag on their arm or this blue bag on their arm or whatever, this red and plaid bag on their arm. They don't even say what it is, but because of brand recognition, you know what type of brand that is. You know it's elegant. They have nice watches, nice jewelry on. You know that. Now, you see another, you may see like a hip-hop video for, what is it, Supreme 7, those brands, and it's a hip-hop video where they're just rah-rah and everything. That's a different target. And then you're targeting those people. So, or even a wine company. You see a wine company, or let's do champagne. The champagne bottle that you see people just popping the champagne at these luxury parties on the houseboat, that Moet cost you $30 a bottle. You know, the champagne that you see at the birthday party, that cost you $10 a bottle. So it depends on how you're marketing and what the budget is for that marketing and what you put the budget in creates your price point for your target, so for your product. So knowing that map, knowing how you want to brand it, knowing what look, again, knowing who you're targeting is kind of the part of, it is your main part of branding. So that's number seven. Number eight is learning, is knowing what your business, knowing your business plan. So I have this hat. I'm selling it online. This hat is $25 online. Go onto my website. You can buy the hat. Correct? So when you go on the website and you can buy the tax, that's how I'm marketing. Where I want to go next, do I want a storefront? After I make a certain amount of money, set a goal. After I make a certain amount of money, I make $100,000 selling this hat online. Maybe I'll open up a storefront called the Be Unique Store. Be Unique Store. We have hats, we have shirts, we have keychains, we have, you know, masks, we have whatever I decide, belts, accessory store. Now I have an accessory store and how I'm extending my brand. We have my candles, we have my planners, we have my books, we have everything telling you how to be unique. See, and then the Be Unique brand is a limited edition brand. So there are only going to be, like, this is the fact hat. There will be 100 of these fact hats that go out. So only 100 people in the United States or without throughout the world will actually have this hat. You know, some of the numbers, like in liquor, this is a small batch hat. So now I can charge you more. Some of the hats that I'm going to put out are going to be $50. Why? Because they're only one of a kind. There are only two of them that are being sold, period. Period. Only making two of the hats that look like this. Period. That's it. So if you like that kind of hat, then you know that there will only be two people that have this hat in the United States. You know, which creates purchase value. You know, some items will be signature items. Well, there may be a one or two here or there, and I won't do any more. You know what I mean? Because I'm buying things from custom people. I have people do custom stuff. Be like, hey, this hat, this might be a $100 hat. Because there's only one of them out there. So who has this one? You'll be the only one. And that is why I like unique stuff, because the worst thing I do is I hate walking around and somebody has my clothes on, same outfit I have on. It makes it hard for me to shop because I really just don't like when I see other people wearing the same thing that I have on. It just bothers me. So I don't like to buy popular stuff. So I created my own stuff so that I know nobody else has this because it's what I created. Not even knock it off, but very unlikely. And by that time, I probably won't know you or get tired of wearing it. So it's irrelevant. So kind of knowing that, knowing where your plan, where your business is going, what is the next stage. This is first 2 years, you're doing this. Next 3 years, we're going to do a storefront. Next 4 years, I might try to get these in Walmart, which will kind of dilute my brand, but maybe that's where I want to go. Maybe I'll create just a Walmart line for Walmart, you know, or Target, or a luxury brand. Maybe I'll open up in Fifth Plaza, which is a luxury mall in Atlanta. So it all depends on where you want to go, where you want to be, and how you want to present your brand. You know, do you want to teach people how to build their brands once you build your brand successfully? Like, so you need to know your whole process of how you want to market your business. Okay, guys? So that is it. Number 8 is summarizing everything that you do. Summarize how you want. Who are you? What is your business doing? How do you want your business to be planned out? What is your business about? Be unique brand is about being unique, standing apart from different, allowing yourself to jump outside the box and look a certain way, say things, put things on shirts that nobody would say out loud, and just be yourself, being unique. That is what it's about. Whatever that is, if you like to wear 3 socks, there's 4 different colors that don't match your shirt, pants, or hat, that's being unique, whatever it is. So that is my summary for being unique, who unique is, and how I am going to sell it to the next person. So whatever, if you have a luxurious car dealing place, how are you? Hey, I come to your house, hands-free car wash. When you say hands-free car wash, that means somebody will come to your house, you don't touch them, you don't have to give them your credit card, you don't pay them. You just get your car washed, you wake up in the morning, and your car is at the highest level of cleaning. You know what I mean? So those are levels, different levels of having your business. Opening up a barbershop, having a really nice, elegant barbershop. You come here, you get a basic haircut. Most people who've gone to a barbershop, you get a basic haircut. All you do is they cut your hair, they style it, they send you on your way. If you go to the right place, they just cut your hair. And then they don't even style it. This is your haircut, and this is what you're going to have to do. So there is different things. So some places you'll go, you cut your hair. I want to provide a luxury service. So you got a shampoo, you got a blow dry, you got all of these other things going on as they are cutting your hair. Shoulder massage, scalp massage, every place you go don't give you those services. So making sure your business stands alone to do those type of services is kind of how you build your brand and how you build who you are in your whole realm, and making sure you summarize what you're planning to do, how you're planning to grow, and how you are planning to decide. And then the last part is executing your plan, executing your business. We have the sample products now. We have the name. We have the idea. We have the packaging. We have marketing marketing strategies that we're going to put into place. Now, we actually are now putting it out there, showing the people what you're doing. Now, this is not the end of your business plan. I'm going to say this again and again. What you wrote down in the beginning for your business is not the path that it's going to take. There will be detours. There will be opportunities that are met because, say you got this business, everybody likes your product, it goes viral. Say your product goes viral. You're not ready. You only got two hats in stock. You was drop shipping them. You was waiting for them. It goes viral. And now different people are calling you about picking up your items. You know, retail stores are talking to you about picking up your items. Now, this is a time where you now have to put your brain into action and elevate yourself. Because either you can crash and burn and be like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? So many people want my stuff and I don't have no way. I don't have no money. Da, da, da. Or figure out how to capitalize on that. Get that money, create it, like they say, fake it till you make it. Make sure they get their supplies. Make sure they get what they need and put it out there and make sure that you look good. Give them promises that you can keep and keep it moving. And then that your brand does that and your product goes viral and you make hundreds of thousands of dollars within the first year or the first couple of months.